ASI is a ministry that's networking all these different ministries together with the church.
Being involved with ASI, meeting other people.
ASI Convention is an excellent opportunity, just a great opportunity.
People that are in ASI, there's a particular fellowship.
ASI is really the stamp. It's the glue that holds all the ministries together.
Welcome to ASI Video Magazine. I'm Dan Houghton. Involving laypeople in service and evangelism is what ASI is all about. After all, our motto is sharing Christ in the marketplace. God has a specific plan for each one of us, and He's ready to use us for His glory if only we're willing. Today we're going to meet ASI members that have chosen to follow God wherever He leads. Centro Missionario de Salud, or Missionary Health Center, is located near the city of Monterrey, Mexico. It began as a medical missionary training school and has since grown into a multifaceted ministry. Today, it includes a vegetarian restaurant, health food store, lifestyle center, on-site publishing department, and more. And they have some amazing stories to share of lives transformed by God.
We prepare bread that we sell in town. You know, we make normal whole wheat bread and also sweet bread because people love it.
We export some of the food to the United States and also other products we distribute here in Mexico. And those help us to be a self-supporting institution. CMS started in 1995 to train missionaries. We have a medical missionary training program that lasts 6 months, and over 500 students have gone by our program. We teach them on how to they can start a bakery, how they can do wholesome products according to the market they have in their area where they might be. There is a couple that they got a training here, and then they got a call to go and work in a conference here in the North Mexican Union. And they had a call to work in the Global Mission Project, and along with other 29 lay people. So when they got, they placed each one of them in the area where they were going to be working. For some reason, the Global Mission funds didn't came through at that time. And all of them came back to their own places, and they were not able to continue working. But our students, they remained there, even without having that financial support from Global Mission. And they started a bakery, they started doing different products, they were able to become self-supporting, and they started a church there. They got 7 people baptized, and they started, and that church is going and is growing to this day. The food production, it helped us to get some income in, as well as the lifestyle program. And also we have a department of publications where we make literature available in Spanish in the States. And also we make some literature available here in Mexico.
Well, when we came here, this was all vandalized. They were just 2 or 3 houses that were almost gone, you know. It has no windows. Wires of electricity, anything at all. All that it was garbage everywhere, and donkeys and cows. And so we came here, and with the help of the Lord, we say, well, we'll see what the Lord has for us. And we start cleaning and repairing things so to make it livable for us.
We started a training program. We had students from Central America and from Mexico. And that was our first generation. And then from there on, we haven't stopped. And now our program is 6 months length. And we have students, you know, that come from Spain, from Central America, South America, from United States, and all over Mexico. So we train them on evangelism. We teach them how to hold Bible studies, how to give evangelistic campaigns, how to use different materials to reach the people, to reach out. And also we teach them on health. We teach them how the laws of health, how to hold health expos, preventive medicine, how to also do simple treatments so they can help the people through the natural remedies, as well as cooking classes. That gives them many ways to also reach out. That first class, we had about 13, 14 students. And it was interesting because everything was in one building. And the classrooms, the kitchen, the dining room, the dorms, the office, maintenance, everything was in one building. And so that was the first program we had. And from there on, God has been blessing, so where we can be putting every department in their proper place and be able to provide a better service, better living quarters for the students. And it has been a wonderful experience to see how God has been blessing after blessings, you know, and it's just a wonderful experience seeing God working through the people and providing the means and the resources to continue providing this type of training.
Well, it has been a blessing in a way, you know, that we have the elementary school, you know, for our children, and also, you know, for the children of around here in town, because there is many people and families that are looking for something different, you know.
We're the first private bilingual school, or any private school there is in the area, in the south of this state of Nuevo León.
You know, to get the license of a school, it takes a long time. But the Lord, you know, has been very faithful, and sometimes I tell Jaime, you know, you're pushing too much. Because that involves me too. But I know that when the Lord impresses his mind, he's faithful, he trusts in the Lord, and he just keep on. And I'm very thankful to the Lord to be able to be close to a man that really trusts in the Lord.
We have the health zone as an industry to be the backbone of the elementary school, at least until it came to a point where the elementary school can stand on its own. Okay, the health zone is a place where different services are being provided related with health, such as a restaurant, vegetarian restaurant, health food store, and also a spa where the exercise and gym services are provided, and some therapies, and also some publications, some literatures on health and moral and family issues and so forth. We see the people very much with obesity, a lot of people with high blood pressure, cholesterol high, and people come and they even send us people from the hospital. They come here and they say, well, they sent me from the hospital. They told me that I need to eat what you guys have here. And they also tell us that the doctor have told them just to come here and to ask us what is that they need to do so their cholesterol will help, you know, they will help them to get their cholesterol lower.
Básicamente aquí una de las cosas más importantes que se hace aquí.
Basically, one of the most important things we do here at the Missionary Health Center in the Department of Healthful Living is to teach a different lifestyle through diet, which is very important. And in specific cases, we can provide therapy, massages, and natural remedies.
Que es muy importante, y cuando hay situaciones específicas, pues entonces tratamientos donde empleamos fisioterapia, hidroterapia, masajes y los remedios naturales.
Also, we in a different circumstances, you know, we see the improvement in their health, and they go out so encouraged to change their lifestyle. You know, we have given them tools so how they can implement, so they can have a different lifestyle, and so they go out, perhaps not fully in their achieving their goals. Perhaps we have people that came to lose weight. That's probably one of the main things that we get people for. They came to lose weight, and some of them stay 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months. But the main thing we tell them is that it don't matter how many pounds they're going to lose when they're here. The main thing is that they achieve a lifestyle that when they go, they will continue gradually get into their weight that they need to be in, and that they will enjoy a lifestyle that, you know, that will give them health.
Es una de las cosas importantes que tenemos también acá en el Centro Misionero de Salud, es que no solamente vienen a recibir la atención en ese momento, en el tiempo que están.
One of the most important things about the Missionary Health Center is that people don't just receive immediate attention, but we try to give them the tools needed for them to continue with the change of lifestyle that will help them to improve their health. We give them simple treatments that they can continue to do in their own homes. So this will help them to maintain and improve their health.
Para que puedan estar manteniendo y recuperando en su momento la salud.
The ASI conventions is a great inspiration for us to be able to meet with other people there. They have ministries that are similar, or they're, you know, just to see how God is working in their businesses and how God is blessing them as they share Christ in their marketplace. And that is very encouraging to us. Also, the seminars has been a blessing to us, and some financial support once in a while also has been a blessing. And I think that being able to relate with other ministries that have the same goals that strengthen us and help us to keep forward and be able to provide a good education for children, and also to promote the health message, that both ultimately will have the goal of sharing Christ and bringing people to Christ through education and through the health message. You know, and it's wonderful to see people tell us, why don't you go to another place? We have been offered to go to another countries, beautiful lands, beautiful everything, and say, no, there is no better place to be than where God's will have you be. And especially there's beautiful mountains, beautiful icing over here, and we really love it. But mainly, the main reason we love it here is to see God working here through the people and through the ministry.
And ASI is made up of members like Centro Missionario de Salud that are reaching people for Jesus every day all around the world. If you'd like more information about ASI, including how you can become a member, call 301-680-6450 or visit www.asiministries.org. ASI is committed to involving lay people in active outreach. LIFE, the Lay Institute for Evangelism, is an ASI entity in Orlando, Florida, that provides effective witnessing and outreach training. They do this through on-site programs in Orlando and seminars or weekend programs at various sites. LIFE also offers free evangelism training videos on their website, www.thelayinstitute.com.
Before I came to ASI convention, sharing Christ in the marketplace or sharing Christ just meant going out on personal ministries field day, handing tracts, knocking on doors. That was sharing Christ. After I attended my first ASI convention, I then learned that sharing Christ is a lifestyle.
Daryl and Mary Jo Oft live in Payson, Arizona. Their company, Diversified Solutions, provides occupational health and safety services to clients both locally and across the United States. They use part of their income to support Living Waters, an organization they founded that provides pure drinking water to people on Rusinga Island on Lake Victoria in Kenya. But there's so much more to their story.
Well, this is our wall of the forgotten children of Kaswanga, and this picture right up here is the original feeding area that we found the children eating at before we even conceived that we would build a feeding center. We went a little further with it and we expanded to this area over here where we fed 48 children for almost 2 years while we continued to work on the water. These are 68 of our new children that are the orphans of Kaswanga are no longer orphans. They have a mama and a papa now.
Elder McKee asked us if, he asked Daryl if he would go to Kenya and preach for 3 weeks. This was like pretty shocking, like the farthest thing from our minds.
We had been very involved in business up to this time. It was about growing our business, how we can grow more business. We had no intentions or ideas that we would think about becoming missionaries or even going on a mission trip. We just had all kinds of objections, but we went home that afternoon and we talked about it and we prayed about it and we decided, you know, if God opens the door and wants us to do this, we will do it and He will take care of all the needs that we have. 4 weeks later, we found ourselves in Kenya in a very remote area on a little island in Lake Victoria called Rusinga Island in the village of Kaswanga.
It was so out of our comfort zone, and I think the biggest thing that we learned in this process of putting on these meetings every night was living by faith, because you never knew if the equipment was going to work. All the equipment, the computers and projectors, had to be run by generator, which wasn't reliable. We were constantly praying. At the end of our 3 weeks there, we looked at each other and we said, we never want to go back home and be the same. So we got down on our knees and we just asked God, please, let us go home and be different. Make our lives different and help it count for you.
This was an opportunity that had so radically turned our life upside down, changed everything, changed our focus about work. Now our work became a means to support our ministry.
We do occupational health services in our business.
We started it right here in Payson about 9 years ago. Our clients are employers.
We have people that come in that are often at the fringes of society. They're coming in for court mandated drug screens and they have pretty much lost all hope. They have regular contact with us, and in the process we're able to invite them to programs here. We're able to minister to their needs, give them literature that we think would meet answer a question that they're having.
Parents have come in and said, you have no idea how you have changed the life of my adult child who's come in for these drug screens, and how your staff has prayed with them when they've asked and how their life has changed around. And it's stories like that that we know that we're doing exactly what God wants us to be doing.
The meeting place is probably the first thing that happened to us and with us when we got back from Kenya, the first trip we made over there. This was a thing that we felt led to do with our pastor and with the church, to have a place for outreach so people would feel like it was a neutral place that they could come to. We could meet them, offer programs, health programs, and evangelistic programs.
The meeting place is virtually a storefront outreach center. It's 1,200 square feet, and every month we do a community potluck, a vegetarian potluck, and it's free for the community to come into. And that has been around for over 3 years now, and we are at capacity every time. We have people that keep coming back. Those same people are the ones that we're able to also invite to come into the lifestyle educational seminars that Mary Jo does so many of. God has put this in front of us as an opportunity of how we can not only share the love of Jesus far in Kenya, but near being right here at home in Payson. The first thing that really got our eye and that we were led to do something about was the condition of the water there. As we were doing our meetings, we were looking around and we were so touched with the incredible need. The first Sabbath we were there, the program lasted for like 13 hours, and we were out in the blazing sun. There was no shade except for a little shade that had been provided for us over where we spoke. And we had bottled water, but we started looking, and nobody else was drinking any water, and they were out in the sun for 13 hours. They have water all around them because they live in Lake Victoria. However, the water is highly polluted with parasites and bacteria. A clear glass of water that they're used to drinking can and will actually kill them. There was an old windmill that used to pump water up through the village that was about 2 miles, and it would draw water out of a well, and that's how they used to get their water. But because of a 5-year drought, the water table had dropped so much the windmill was no longer functional because all of the technicians had died from AIDS 5 years before. I thought, well, you know what? I was raised on a farm. I can fix a windmill. Well, in fact, it took 2.5 years to get that done in 5 trips and about $50,000 before the water system was complete. But when it was complete, we had completely refurbished the windmill. We had built a water intake system that goes 150 feet out into the lake, which is now 500 feet from the windmill, that draws water through a 4-inch pipe up to the windmill. The windmill then pushes the water 2 miles up through the village, where we have 6 major water distribution spots. Where they never had water before, now they have running water. We have changed very barren land into a garden that people have heard of on islands 25 miles away.
The shocking thing to me was to learn that the children who were left orphaned didn't live in orphanages because there are no orphanages there. A group of children live alone together in these little huts where they used to live with their families, their mothers and fathers who have died from AIDS. Now they're alone and they're fending for themselves.
There could be from 5 to 15 children living in this home. The oldest one, however old that is, could be 10 or 15, is responsible for all the younger children. When we started getting the water system completed, God just led us from one thing into the other. And we says, we need to build a feeding center, a community type center where the children could come and be fed and be assured of a meal, at least one meal a day. We started talking about a feeding center, and the first church that we went to and we presented the idea to, that church came up with a donation that was equal to the quote that we had got to build the feeding center. And one of the major contributors said, go build your feeding center tomorrow. So within a week, I was on the plane going back to Kenya. In that particular year, I went back to Kenya 4 times in the calendar year to get this feeding center, which finally was built. We started wondering, how are we actually going to be able to cook the food for all of these kids? We got this great building that is coming together. Now remember, we have no electricity out where we're at. There is very little firewood. The other option is charcoal, which is way too expensive. It's very unhealthy for people to use. And then there's some propane gas that you can have trucked in, but that is completely unrealistic. And so we started doing a little research into solar ovens. Within 6 weeks, we had the entire amount of money raised, including the shipping to make it over to Kenya. And so we ordered the oven, we had it shipped. This oven is so big, it will cook 1,200 meals a day. It will cook 270 loaves of bread a day. There's nothing that wears out on it. The average life expectancy is 25 years. It's very simple to use. And now we have a system that will cook as many meals as we need to cook for these children, and it costs absolutely nothing to maintain.
Well, the connections with ASI, really, I don't think that we could quantitate how much they have done for our program. I think our first exposure to the National Convention, we were just really highly impressed that here was a whole organization of people that were on fire, that had a passion for what they were doing.
When we joined ASI, it gave us a whole new view of our business and the potential that we had in our business of sharing Christ with the people that come through the doors.
We saw what was going on in the local state chapter. We go, wow, this is pretty good. We like what we see. Everybody here is really, really actively involved in wanting to share share Christ in the marketplace, and we like that. It seemed like a perfect fit for what we wanted to be doing with our business.
We have learned from other ministries. We've been exposed to new ideas on how they do things in other places that have really benefited us.
And we feel that God has allowed us to be part of ASI because a lot of the ASI family has seen what God has done in us and taken a look at the programs that we offer. And those have become many of our faithful supporters that through the year have provided the finances to make such an impact on this little village of Kasuanga in Rusinga, Kenya.
It was really awesome to see the children coming in that first Monday and to know that the feeding center was actually operating and the kids were coming for a meal. One of the things that was hard though was because we really got to know the kids then because we got to see them every day. And when we get to know them and see them every day, we see their other needs.
The very first day that the children came and we had 68 come to the feeding center, we went back that evening and we wept because we didn't see how we could possibly take care of what God had put before us. And we prayed about it and we were overwhelmed. Before we had left 5 days later, we realized that we had overnight become parents to 68 children because now they were all calling us Papa Daryl and Mama Mary Jo. And we realized it's not just about feeding, it's about all of the needs that the children have there now.
We just had to remember that God had gotten us this far. He had provided everything that it took to get that feeding center built and operational. So He would certainly not let us down now. He'll certainly provide what we need to take care of the other needs of the children.
I will tell you that we are now feeding half of the children, the orphan children in Kasuanga. We are up to 100 a day, feeding 5 days a week, one meal. Our goal is to get so that we can feed them two meals a day, 7 days a week. We have been able to put in place medical care for the children, basic medical care, as well as providing each of them with a new uniform every year so that they have some new clothes to be able to go to school with. We have found that as we trust in God, we don't have to see the end. All we have to do is understand that He is leading us to take the next step, and He has not let us down in 3.5 years.
It's exciting to see how God has used Daryl and Mary Jo to benefit His children. There are so many ASI members like Daryl and Mary Jo who are using whatever God has given them to bless others, both in their local communities and around the world. To hear their inspiring testimonies, I encourage you to come to the next ASI convention. Find out more at www.asiministries.org. You've been watching ASI Video Magazine. I'm Dan Houghton. Join me next time for more stories of ASI members sharing Christ in the marketplace. God be with you.